Welcome to Tech Advantage, a podcast by the Luxembourg Institute of Science and Technology. I'm Paramita, and I'm here with another of our Quick Bite episodes, where we take up a technology topic and provide you with a few key takeaways in just a few minutes. Today, let's talk Metaverse and Luxembourse. So what is the Metaverse, really? Or should I say, virtually? We spoke to Roderick McCall, Visualization and Interaction Group Leader within the IT for Innovative Services Department here at LIST, to learn more. The word Metaverse, although popularized by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, was coined in the 1990s. Back in 1992, American author Neal Stephenson introduced the word in his sci-fi novel Snow Crash. In the book, the protagonist, called Hero, strolls in and out of something called the Metaverse. It's depicted as a digital playground made out of computer code, where people can have lifelike experiences. Now, what's fascinating is that the Metaverse in the book shares a bunch of similarities with what we talk about today, in that it's a three-dimensional world and is a digital mirror to our real world, and people get into the Metaverse by strapping on fancy goggles, kind of like our modern VR headsets. Clearly, Neal Stephenson was onto something big before most of us even knew it, as all of this Metaverse talk happened just a year after the internet officially kicked off in 1991. A very short note here on the origin of virtual reality itself. So the basic idea of virtual reality, or the Metaverse as most people see it, goes back to the 1960s, when American computer scientist Ivan Sutherland, with the help of his students, created a 3D head-mounted display system. Sutherland's creation, known as the Sword of Damocles, was characterized by its substantial weight. It needed suspension from the ceiling. Despite its imposing appearance, the device marked a groundbreaking development in immersive technology. The early iteration of this system featured a rudimentary user interface and a basic level of realism, with the virtual environment composed of simplistic wireframe rooms. Today, of course, in the Metaverse, and we're not talking about the Meta platforms that include Facebook and company, you can be anyone you want, go anywhere you want, and do anything you want. You put on a headset or use some such technology, and voila, you're transported to a world where you can hang out with friends, attend concerts, shop for virtual clothes, or even create your own adventures. Now, in the Metaverse, people usually hang out in just one digital world at a time. In a virtual reality, where basically you wear a headset that transports you to a different place, or in an augmented reality, where the headset you wear adds extra fun stuff to the real world around you, meaning it superimposes digital elements onto the real world. But now, things are getting a little more interesting. Imagine playing a game where one person is in a VR world while another is right there in the real world with AR. They can team up, solve puzzles, put stuff in the game, and have a blast together. It's like mixing real life with virtual adventures. This mix and match idea isn't just for games. Think about city planning. A far-off team in VR can design things with people on the scene using AR. And all in real time. Riding this trend, a team of researchers at LIST has created Luxembourse, a virtual and augmented representation of the town of Belval in the south of Luxembourg. The prototype was created to explore how a real-time collaboration between virtual and augmented reality environments can be enabled. The goal is for two users to understand how specific design choices affect environmental factors in an urban space. One user uses a VR headset to get a 3D view of an urban location, while the other is physically present at that location. Both users can interact with the environment in real time, placing and moving objects like trees or street lamps to observe how these changes impact the surroundings. No prizes for guessing that such an initiative will be very useful for policymakers and city planners who want to reshape neighborhoods in making smart decisions about the environment without breaking the bank. So, as you can imagine, the Metaverse, with its virtual and augmented elements, can be a playground of endless possibilities, fostering creativity, collaboration, and innovation. But for now, let's get back to reality and end this episode here. Don't forget to follow us on our social networks. And as always, see you in 2 weeks.